spoken about this in earlier years, but this is a bit of a different mahalach. It's very interesting, the parsha of Pinchas. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, Heshev is Chamosi, Lechilisi is Bnei Yisrael, Masi, Hinani Noisen Leyes Brisi Shalom. So, the way the question presents itself in various Nuschayas, the Nusach that the Biskarov asked this, in different words, he didn't say it like that. Right? If a person wins a basketball tournament, right? So you're going to give him a trophy of a basketball player. Right? If a person wins a football tournament, you're going to give him a trophy of a football tournament. You're not going to give the guy who wins a basketball tournament a football trophy. You're not going to give the guy who wins a football tournament a basketball trophy. Because the schar, the prize that you get for what you did, has to be and the act that you did. You won a basketball tournament, you get a basketball. You get a basketball. If you did football. Over here, what did Pinchas do? He killed Zimri. He killed two people. He did what's seemingly an act of violence. And for doing that seeming act of violence is Bisi Shalom. So there's a few ways to approach it. I'd like to discuss one of them today, a new one that I happen to have seen. There's Al Pi Chidah, there's a Chidah in Pnei David. A lot of it he brings B'Shem Rabbonei Ashkenaz. He tells a few other shailas in the process of his whole thing, and he says an interesting hesber in this whole inyan of Pinchas, and he starts like, and there's a Targum Yainis and Ben Uziel at the end of Parshas Balak, and it says Vayikrav El Echov Zimri brought as Hamidyonis Leinei Moshe Leinei Kol Adaz Bnei Yisrael. That's the Sanhedrin Veheima Boichim Pesach Ayol Moed, and from Tsar. Of what Zimri was doing, Zimri and his people, of the people that came from his shev, the 24th. The tzar, what was it? So Taich the Targum Yainis and Ben Uziel, Vikarev Yaseh, and he brought Yaso, he brought her Levas Achoihi, Lemechme Moshe, in front of Moshe, Lemechme called Knishna de Bnei Israel. Vikachoma Moshe Rotach, Moshe got angry, Vishtali, and he forgot the din of Canaan Pogibay, Vinun Bachyon, and the Sanhedrin. Was something else. Bachyon v'karyon shma. They were crying, the pasuk says. They were crying and they were saying krishma. They came in and they stood on the side of Mishkan Zimna. Bachyon v'karyon shma. Ma'inyan this krishma over here in the middle of this. They're crying and saying krishma. What's the title of this? Crying and saying krishma. Next. Pashtas. Pinchas took the mageifa off of Klal Yisrael. Right. What is it, Taich? He saw Baal Aramis. In Baal Aramis, there's a din of Kanoim Pagenberg. He was so moved that he had this din of Kanoim Pagenberg, he went and killed them. A result of what he did of Kanoim Pagenberg was Memela, the Magefa was taken off class. Right. So the Seder of the Pasuk should have been Pinchas ben Elazar was Kanoi Eskinasi, and he made a Kanoim Pagenberg. And al yedei zeh memela, there was no negative of Klal Yisrael. What does the pasuk say? Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen heishev es chamasi bnei Yisrael bikana yeskinasi. Starts out heishev es chamasi. It should have said kine yeskinasi and memela was heishev. Heishev es kinasi. Why did the headline over here is Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen heishev es chamasi al bnei Yisrael? These are shailas that. The Rabbonei Ashkenaz and it stells on this first shaila, the second shaila is the Chidah. So he brings with him Rabbonei Ashkenaz. Interesting, start to be miyashiv this al pi shloka. It's a very interesting shloka. Famous Gemara that Rabbi Kiva was mitztayer about Mesiras Nefesh. The din of Mosai the Kol Chayav Haysi mitztayer Mosai Tovei Liyodiv Akaymen. So it's an interesting lashon. Mosai tovi liyodi. The shloh is medayik that the mitzvah of mesiras nefesh, the mitzvah of yarag val yaver, is different than all other mitzvahs. All other mitzvahs, your mitzvah, a chelik of the mitzvah, you should seek out to create the possibility. Look to be mekayim the mitzvah. Like, look to be mekayim the mitzvah. When you don't go look to have somebody say, "Be over this avera," or "I'm going to blow your brains out," right? The only kiyum is if you happen in such a matzav, then you do it. But to go look for such a matzav, or to create such a matzav, go antagonize a goy until the goy goes berserk, and then the goy says he's going to kill you unless you're over to avin azara. Gone. Wonderful. That's only when you come. The lashon, that's why the shlo says the lashon is dafka. He wanted the kiyum of the mitzvah, right? But you're not allowed to go look for the mitzvah. What did he want? Mosai tovay liyodi va'akaimena, the shlo's medayek. It will come to me that if the mitzias will present itself, then akaimena. Then akaimena. He touches up with this, he said. He says, otherwise, he says, if you do it stam, then it's dome b'raisha. The mitzvah is ki yikore liyodi v'akaymena. He says, that's why the Torah doesn't, this is a very interesting shtickle, he says here. That's why the Torah never tells us, everybody knows Avram Avinu in Ur Kasdim went into the Kivshan Ha'esh. The Torah doesn't talk about it. Zok, the Torah doesn't talk about it because you shouldn't misinterpret the parasha and learn. Now there, Avram Avinu brought the whole thing on himself. He went around, broke all the psalim, right? He destroyed Terach's place, right? He destroyed Terach's Avodah Zarah store, right? And destroyed everything else. Managed to antagonize all the Avodah Avodah Zarah, and thereby ended up in the Kivshan Ha'esh. So one might infer, had the Torah said this parsha, one might have inferred from this that Yeshinyan b'zeh, that Yitaka, it is mutter to go create a situation of Yehorik Vel Yavr to be Mekayimba. It's a gewaldic mitzvah, Kiddush Hashem. Yeah, I want to make a matzah where I'll be able to be Mekayimba, create it. The Torah didn't say it, so you shouldn't learn that. So you shouldn't learn that from Avram. Why Be'emes was it mutter for Avram to do it? So how could Avram himself do it? Lamaisa was mutter for Avram. The chidot, why? So he says, because Shem Hashem loy haya yadua ba'aylam klal, ulegala ishmai ba'aylam hutar loy lasis came. There was no presence of the Rabbeinu Shalaylam in the world. There was no perception, right? This was needed to bring the Rabbeinu Shalaylam to Aylam. This whole thing was to bring the awareness, to create the Metzias of the Rabbeinu Shalaylam in the world. But once that Metzias is there, it's not mutter. So he touches up with this. A Gemara. There's a Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Ches. B'sho shehipil Nimrod harashes Avram Avinu l'kivshan ha'esh. When Nimrod was mapil Avram in the Kivshan ha'esh, Omar Gavriel ifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gavriel says to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Eired v'atzana, and I'll go down and I'll cool off the fire over there. V'atzil ha'tzadik v'kivshan ha'esh, and I'll save the tzadik. I'll save Avram Avinu from the Kivshan ha'esh. What did the Rabbeinu Shalom tell him? Amar le'akadosh baruch hu, ani yochid be'olami, v'hu yochid be'olamoi, noel yochid lahatzil yochid. U'lefish ein akadosh baruch hu mekapech schar kol bria. For sof kol sof, it was a nice gesture and a nice machshava on Gavriel's part that Gavriel wants to do that. So therefore, Amar Loi Tizke v'tatzil shloisha mibnei banav. You will, however, be zeicha to be matzil three of bnei banav of Avraham Avinu. K'didar Shem Shimon Atzdeini v'sho shehipil Nebuchadnezzar as Chananya Mishael v'Azaria. Amar Loi Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Eibishter says to Gavriel, "Right, go down and do it." Taiches the chido. What does it mean? Ani yochid yava yochid v'hatzil yochid. He said, "What is being meramis over here?" About it as an Indian, the schar of Yochid Yom, but this, the remez over here of this is to be megala, to be meramed, that you should learn up from there that it was only Avram Avinu. What does that mean? What does it refer to? Just like the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is a Yochid Ba'olamai, Avram Avinu is the Yochid who has Kveid Hashem, who brings Kveid Hashem in there. Avram Avinu was the Yochid, there was no Kveid Hashem. Right. So it emphasizes this yechidiyut of Avram Avinu, this singularity of Avraham Avinu, that he was the only one, to allude to the fact that that's why Avraham Avinu was mutter to go into the Gifshon Eish. It emphasizes the singularity that it's Dafka Avraham Avinu. So that's why. So you can't learn up from there about the Heter. Fakert, so Avraham Avinu brought it on himself with the breaking the psal and everything. He was allowed to because he was Yachid Ba'ilam. Which the Eibishter points out by the Eibishter himself, the Yachid coming to save him, that means he's a Yachid Ba'ilam. So then from the Yachid Ba'ilam, you can't learn up a Heter for Kiddush Hashem. So there, but had Gavriel gone, so then it would have been in a regular conduct of things, a Malach comes down and saves him, so you would have thought it was Imutter. It wouldn't have been emphasized the fact that Avraham Avinu was a Yachid Ba'ilam. So it wouldn't have been made clear what the basis of Avraham Avinu's Heter was. Where could Gavriel go? Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah didn't do anything to irritate Nebuchadnezzar. There, Nebuchadnezzar put them in the fire. They ended up being in a matzav of they had to go into the fire. There, that's regular Kiddush Hashem. Regular Kiddush Hashem. So then, Gavriel could go save them. That you didn't need to point this thing out to the British. Okay. So we went off on a tangent and discussed Yaharik Val Yavar. But what's the yisod of it? The only time that there's a heter to put yourself in a matzav where you're going to be killed, or to put yourself in a matzav of sakana, is the yachid ba'ilam. But otherwise, if you're niklala matzav, because if you end up being in such a matzav, so then there's dinim of yaharik val yavar, there's dinim of kiddush Hashem, there's a dinim. Similarly, but if not, to create the matzav, to put yourself in a sakana because of it, no. Ask the Rabbanei Ashkenaz if that's the case. How was Pinchas? Pinchas came with 24,000 people from Shevet Shimon who were with Zimri, right? Zimri and friends, right? So he comes over there and he's going to kill him over there. He's risking his life. It's a terrible sakana. He's putting himself in a matzav that this wild crowd is going to kill him, right? Or he's going to get killed. Not to mention the fact that when he does this, he even has a din of a... There's a child if he has a din of a relative to Barak upon him. He's coming to... He's putting himself in this tremendous sakana. How's he allowed to put himself in a matzav to be killed for Kanayim Pagim? Right? Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem, you see, you can't... It's only if you're in a matzav, you have to do it. Kanayim Pagim by Omnam, it's only before Hesia, like the Gemara of Nazara says, the Rambam Paskins. In Yudbeis Yisurei Bia, that the Rambam Paskins that you need Asara, but that's Asara. That's Asara and not antagonistic people like what's going on over here with the 24,000 people of the company of Zimri. So how can he do it? What's his heter? What's his heter to create, to put yourself in a matzav where you're going to get killed? There's no Indian of Himal Kanya in Pagan. The answer to that is Zokti the Chido. What's the reason? The Efshir, the Sanhedrin, here. Because the purpose of it was because there was a Magefa in Klal Yisrael. Where does a matzav of a Magefa in Klal Yisrael? In Klal Yisrael, it says, what does it say? Because of what Pinchas did, V'lechi lisi is b'nei Yisrael b'kinosim. That means Pinchas averted that. That means if not for Pinchas, then the could chas v'shalom have been a matzav of lisi is b'nei Yisrael. Right? So where the existence, where there's a magefa, and the existence of Klal Yisrael is at risk, so there's none of these cheshbainas. Then you do what you gotta do. Right? So then, if there's a din of Kanayim Pagan, you do it. Why? Because there's a Magefa. So that means, what does that mean here? What does that mean here? That means, there was a Magefa. So now, let's go back to the Targum Yainasan. What did this Sanhedrin standing, sitting over there, and they're crying and saying Krishna? What's crying and saying Krishna? What did they hold? They didn't get up. They saw the same thing. They didn't get up and kill him. So Moshe got angry and forgot. What did they hold? Taiches up to Chidah Meiradik. They didn't hold of this Magefa thing. They held of the Yisod. There's no kind of impaikin because you don't put yourself in a matzah where you're going to get killed. In other words, there is a din of Kanoim Paiganbay. There is a din to be Marbe Kvayt Shemayim over here with Kanoim Paiganbay. Right? But your hands are tied. You can't do it because you can't put yourself in a sakana to do it. Now, what's Krishma? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokei Hashem Echod. Echod is Yichud Hashem. Right? That's Yichud Hashem. That's Yichud Hashem. Yichud Hashem is Mesiris Nefesh. Shema Yisrael Hashem. V'chol Levavcha, v'chol Nafshecha. That's Mesiris Nefesh. That's the din Mesiris Nefesh. Right? There is a din of Mesiris Nefesh, of Echod. They were saying there's a din, but we can't be Mekayim. It's a matzav where we can't do anything because of the fact that you're going to get killed. You can't put yourself lechatchila in that matzav. Right? Here, you can't put yourself lechatchila in the matzav of Kanayim Bagmi because that's going to be. That's why they said the Echod that it was matzav, but Afal Pikin, they couldn't. They were crying because we can't do anything about it. That was their mistake. That was their mistake. This nusach is the Efshad the Sanhedrin Gedoyla Hema Ro Eish Boyer the Chavdalad Elif Mishavet Shimon Olav Oluchem Avam Misgara Behem Mistakim. And whoever starts up with these 24,000 is going to put his life in danger. Vimam Rulim Sir Nafshay Al Kiddush Hashem Hainu Hecha Sheyavay Liyodai. Well, if Arsim, but here it's not Kishayavay Liyodai. You're putting yourself. You're bringing it on yourself. Ulefarsim ze, and to point this out that you can't because you're bringing it on yourself. How you kair in Krishma shemayisri matzim al kiddush Hashem ba'amiras echod loymar shekishem de mesiras nafshem al kiddush Hashem al achdusay ukshayavay liyodam v'loy lirdayf. Here also you can't do it. And kanayim pagan, but it's the same thing. Just like that's what he said. Just like yeharag val yavar is only when it comes liyotcha and you can't create the situation. You can't create Kanoim Pagan, but also you can't create the situation. That's what they're crying about. You can't you there's a din of Kanoim Pagan, but just like Yarg Val Yavar, you do it Kishatov Liyada, you can't create the situation. Here also you can't create the situation. What's Pinchas? What did Pinchas see? What Mesh Rabbeinu would have seen if not caught? What did Pinchas see? No, it's a makam of a magefa, you're allowed to do it. And he did it. You're allowed to do it. And he adds, and the schus of the hatzola, it won't even end up being a sakana because the schus of the hatzola from the magefa will be megin olav that he'll live. Okay. Al pizeh, we understand. We'll understand what the taich of the pasuk was. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron Hakohen. Heishev is chamosi, Abnei Yisrael bekana yeskinosi. So we ask the Heishev is chamosi from the Abnei Yisrael. The taking off the magefa was only a memela dikir result of the kana yeskinosi. The fee what we were just masber is very gishmak. Mitzad the kana yeskinosi alone, there would have been no heter of him to rate on these 24,000 people, right, to get killed. The whole reason was the whole matara was to get off the magefa. That was his heter to put himself in it. So the whole thing was lematara of Heshev Eschamosi. So how did he accomplish the Heshev Eschamosi? Bekana Yeskinosi. But Iker, the Yisod, was the Heshev Eschamosi. So Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, Heshev Eschamosi, how? Bekana Yeskinosi. But the Heshev Eschamosi is the banner, that's the headline over here. Because if not that, there's no Din Kanoim Pagim, where are you bringing it upon yourself? Where are you going to put yourself that you're going to get killed? Just like there's no Din of Yahweh, well, Yahweh, to where you bring it on yourself. But you're not allowed to bring it on yourself, so you're not allowed to put yourself in a matzah to get killed, to be Mekayim Kanoim Pagim either. Elamai, the union here was not the Kanoim Pagim by alone, but the Yisod was the Hatzolah from the Magefa. Heishev is Chamosim, Al B'nei Yisrael, Bekana Yiskinosi B'Sech. Another word is Bekana Yiskinosi B'Seicham. Right? What's the word of B'Seicham? What's the word of B'Seicham? So they say from the Biskirov that because the din is, what is B'Seicham? Bekana Yiskinosi was the din of Kanoim Pagimbay. The din of Kanoim Pagimbay, as I mentioned, Al Pira Gemara and Aramba Nisori B, is only when you have to have Asora. You have to have 10, right? It has to be in a tzibur, in a rabbi. So therefore, it's kina. That's why bekana yes kinosi b'soicham. He had a din of kanoim pagan, but because it was b'soicham, because there was a tzibur. The way we're learning now, you don't have to come on to that. The pasuk is very gishmak kaseidah. Without that, heishiv es chamosim al bnei Yisrael. The matara was that be'etzim al kanoim pagan, but you wouldn't have a heter to put yourself in a sakana. to create the sakana for yourself, where you're surely al derech hateva going to get killed. You wouldn't have had to do that, right? So that means what? Because it's a matzav of b'seicham, the only heter to do it is the heshev eschamosi, right? Because you're b'seicham, you're within these 24,000 who are surely going to kill you, the heter is only heshev eschamosi. So it's very good. Heshev eschamosi mal b'nei Yisrael. That has to have been what he was accomplishing over here. Why? Because the kanayes kinosi was b'seicham. Because the kanayes kinosi was in a matzav that there's 24,000 people over there are going to want to have your head. So it's only because the heshev eschamosi has to have been your matara, because it's kanayes kinosi b'seicham. That's the chayr ha'taych in the pasuk. That's the Taish in the Pasuk. Now, what was Pinchas Zeicher? What was Pinchas Zeicher? Because of that, he didn't need Nisan Leis Brisi Shalom. We understand that now too. What was Pinchas? Pinchas was willing, he didn't know he was going to live. Pinchas was willing to put his life on the line, right? To make he saw that Chas V'Sholem, what's going to happen from this Magefa, the Chibdi, Rachman Al-Aslan Achilisi is B'nai Yisrael. Pinchas Heshev Es Chamosi, that he was Meiser Nefesh, he was Mizbata Legamre. For the Hatzolah of Klal Yisrael. That's the whole Matara here. That's the banner. It's for the Hatzolah of Klal Yisrael. He was Mizbata Legamre for the Hatzolah of Klal Yisrael. For what? That Klal Yisrael, for the Shleimus of Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael should exist. Kayim, the Tachlis of the Bria, he was Meiser Nefesh for that. So what's the appropriate Midah Keneged Midah? Lochein Emer, Hinen Ninois, and Leiz Brisi Shalom. He's getting a basketball trophy for basketball. You wanted the kiyum, the Klal Yisrael should exist, and there should be shalom in Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael should be shalem and be b'shalom. That's what Pinchas wanted. That's what Pinchas wanted. Hinei ninois en lo yisbrisi shalom. How he accomplished it? But what was it? Heishiv es chamosim al bnei Yisrael. The midah keneged midah for that is hinei ninois en lo. Is hinei ninois en lo yisbrisi shalom. The Targum Yonasan says, by hearing this, let's bring Shalom. Vavdine Malach Kaim. I'm going to make him a Malach. V'yichila Alma, and Pinchas is going to live forever. Ulemivser a Geulta b'Seif Yamaya. He's going to again. The Midah Keneged Midah is beautiful over here. Without him, it could have Chas V'Shalom been a Chilisi as Bnei Yisrael. There would have been no Klal Yisrael b'Seif Yamaya. So he preserved the Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael should remain existent to the end. The Midah Keneged Midah is you'll be there for that. The Pinchas is Chay Lo'Elam. More than that. There's a very, the Sipurna says is Brisi Shalom in Malachamoves, and he goes a whole hadraga of how Kolshke this and that the Bris Vekolshke, he says at the end Ledivrei Omer Pinchas Elio Shuadayim Chay V'Kayim. Right, so we know Chazal say Pinchas Elio, Pinchas Elio. So in that context, there's an Arizal that I saw. They bring a lashon of an Arizal Elio Atishbi. Yefarish kusha teku, right? Yefarish kusha is v'ibayis lasid. Listen to the end. V'oz yiyeh shalom bein talmidei chachamim. V'oz yiyeh shalom. Even that Pinchas Elio, that's the tchuna of Pinchas, that he will bring the ultimate shalom at the end, right? More than that, what's the ultimate shalom at the end? What does it say? What does it say by Elio Anovi? Hine Anoichi Shaleach Lachem. It's Elio Anovi. Lifnei Boyim Hashem veHeishiv Leivavus Albanim veLeibanim Alavaisim. The ultimate shalom. Heishiv Leivavus Albanim veLeibanim Alavaisim. That's Elio. The tchuna here is the shalom. That's the midah of Hine Ninaisen Leias Brisi Shalom that was given to Pinchas. That's Pinchas of Elio. The Arizal just added that there's a very interesting aspect of the shalom. The real shalom is the world is Torah and the world is run out by Torah. If there's chiluke, if there's sveik. In Torah, that's a pegi in the shleimus of Kvod Shemayim, which is the matar of the Bria. It's a pegi in the shleimus of the Bria. How's it going to become Shalom later on? That's also Tishbi, it's Dafke Elio. It's Dafke Elio, the Pinchas with Elio, with the Smidah of Shalom. The whole point of it is Yefarish, Kushas, Yibayis, Lasid, V'oz Yiyeh Shalom Bein Tamidei Chachamim. And if there's Shalom Bein Tamidei Chachamim, there's Shalom in the world, and then the Tachlis of the world is Niskayim. Now, what we see from here, Lamaisa, is the following. We have this yesod. In other words, the yesod that we started with over here was, you don't always have the din of Yarev Vayavar, right? The Yarev Vayavar is what we call the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. It's only Masai Tova Liyodi Va'Kaimena. It's a very lofty kiyum. There's few, if any, mitzvahs of that chashivas, but it's unlike, it's not something you can create. What's the svar of? They have such a big mitzvah. Why not? So I would explain it to you with Ovart for Rav Shach and V'chai Behem, and then we'll relate it to here, and I'll show you. I think Lidaiti, it's a Mefurash Rambam too. In the Gemara of Rabbi Kiva, when they were killing Rabbi Kiva, whatever they brought, they were killing Rabbi Kiva Gemara and Brochus, the Bizman Shasark was Psori, the Masreka Shal Barzel. Then Chazal say like this, Zman Krishma Hoya, Vahoya Rabbi Kiva Kairi Krishma, Makabal Olavol Machu Shamai. It's coming to tell you the tremendous Kiyum of Mesiris Nefesh of Rabbi Kiva. Why was it necessary for Chazal to tell us this fact of Zman Krishma Hoya, Vahoya Kairi Krishma? The Chayrat's plenty, listen. The handwriting's on the wall, right? They're putting Masreka Shel Barzel. They're coming to kill him. So they say, he went to kill himself. Zman Krishma Hoya and Mitzvah. What does that have to do? Why is that important over here? So he says, that Avada, to die al Kiddush Hashem, is a moiridika, lofty mitzvah. But there's a bigger mitzvah than to die al Kiddush Hashem, to live al Kiddush Hashem. To live al Kiddush Hashem is a bigger mitzvah. To be mekayim a mitzvah under the most adverse of circumstances, to be marbek vayt shamayim under adverse circumstances, that's a bigger kiyum than dying al kiddush Hashem. Oh, he says zman krishma hayer. They're taking Rabbi Kiva to be killed. Malekas Abaz is the zman krishma. What's on Rabbi Kiva's mind? Zman krishma. I have to say krishma. Now to be mekayim a mitzvah under such duress and such mesiris nefesh, that's a much bigger kiddush Hashem. To live al Kiddush Hashem than to die al Kiddush Hashem. The Rambam, that's this yesod. Why, if Masei Tovel Yodei Kaimen, if the matzav comes, then you have to do it. But to go look for such a matzav, you're in a matzav where you can be marbik vayt shamayim, you can be mekad, you can live al Kiddush Hashem. Living al Kiddush Hashem is by far takes precedence, and that's the ikker and the matara, to live al Kiddush Hashem rather than to die al Kiddush Hashem. The Rambam, a very interesting Rambam that had shver for many, many years. The Halachas of Yaharik Val Yavar is in Perek Hei of Hilchas Yisaydi Atayr. The Rambam there writes like this, Perek Hei Hilchas Yisaydi Atayr Halacha Aleph. Kol Beis Yisrael Mitzuvin Al Kiddush Hashem HaGodl. Kiddush Hashem, that's the name of Yaharik Val Yavar. We know. Kiddush Hashem, Kol Beis Yisrael Mitzuvin Al Kiddush Hashem HaGodl Hazeh Shenemar V'nikdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael, Kiddush Hashem. On the one hand, there's an essay of V'nikdashti that you mitzuv al Kiddush Hashem, and also u'muzharin and their muzer shaloi lechala loy shenemar loy sechala lo Hashem kach. So the Rambam is telling us there's a din of Kiddush Hashem. What do we know as Kiddush Hashem? Yahar Val Yavar, right? That's Kiddush Hashem. So when the Rambam says Keitzad, now what do we know? We know in all the other averis, the halacha is Yavar Val Yahari. Right, in Kili Arayish V'chazdom and Avedah Zorah, the halacha is Yarag Val Yavar. So the Rambam starts out. If the Rambam leads off and says there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem V'nigdashti, you have to Kiddush Hashem. What's Kiddush? Keitzad? What should be Keitzad? What should the Rambam bring? The Yavar Val Yaharig halachas or the Yarag Val Yavar? What should he start with? The Yarag Val Yavar. You're telling me there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, right? There's a mitzvah to be Mekadosh, to be Kiddush Hashem. Keitzad, how does this mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem manifest itself? Has it shtal zachis this mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem? If they tell you, I'll kill you, Yarag Val Yavar. That's l'chayr what it should say. But if it's one of the other averis, where there's no din of Yarag Val Yavar, so then b'chihai gavna, there's no mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. That's the seichel dika seder hadvar. Now let's repeat the Lashon HaRambam. Kol Beis Yisrael mitzuven al Kiddush Hashem HaGodol ande shenemar v'nikdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael u'muzharin shalei l'chalo shenemar l'eschalo u'shem kochi. Keitzad. V'sho sheyamayit goy, a goy will stand, v'yanei says Yisrael laver al kol ha-mitzvus amuras b'teiro yargenu, and a goy will come and tell him, v'yover any of the mitzvus in the Torah or I'll kill you, yavar v'al yehorig, shenemar, b'mitzvus asher yaseh, and then later he says, but that's only true in these all averes, but in the three averes it's Yehorek Val Yavar. You're telling me there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. This is a ketzad of the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. And what do you give me to bring out to me clearly? What's the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem? In all of the averus, if a person tells you, be over the aver, I'm going to kill you, the din is yavar vayahar. That's not Kiddush Hashem. That's where the din of Kiddush Hashem doesn't apply. Right? It should have been, Kiddush Hashem is where yavar vayahar. If someone tells you, I've had the big three, like they say, right? I've had the right, do it or I'll kill you, yavar vayahar. That's ketzad mitzvah Kiddush Hashem. And then qualify it. Where does that Kiddush Hashem apply? That's only in these three averus, but not. I'm pumfaket. Ketzad the mitzvah brings dafka the dinim of yavar vayahar. What does that mean? So, without any taich, you see already that Yavar Val Yehorig is called Kiddush Hashem, and that's the headline of Kiddush Hashem that the Rambam brings even more than the Yavar, even more than the Yehorig Val Yavar. Now, what's the taich of it? Now, what should be the default without Vachaiba? So, it's Machlaikis, we showed him that's the truth. Machlaikis Rashi, there's a Tamidi Avodah Zorah in Tamidi. Rabbeinu Yoina in Avodah Zorah Daf Chav Zayin that learns up Pshat and Rashi in a few places in Shas. The default is Yehorig VaYavar. Why? Taisis and Sanhedrin 9 dollars. Not like that, but Rashi learns like that. The Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina Avodah Zorah say it clearly in Rashi, because if the Torah said don't do anything, the Torah didn't say any ands, ifs, or buts. Without the Chayvam is what we call Pikuach Nefesh, Mesirah, whatever. Right? The Torah said don't do this, so the Torah said don't do this. The Torah didn't say don't do this unless somebody's putting a gun to your head. Right? The Torah didn't say that. So the default, he calls it Chizel, the Rav Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina, right? Chizel, Meikre, Amun, and the Dinah, the Yarag, Val Yavar. The Torah didn't say that. That's all the Torah said. That's all. So that means that's the default. So that's important. That's what you should do. That same Rabbeinu Shalaylam who tells you that every Isser that you have to do, Be'etzim, you should die before doing the Isser. That's what I would say. That's what should be Be'etzem Mitzad Yaveris. Comes the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and says, V'chai Bohem. I want you to do mitzvahs and I want you to live doing mitzvahs. What's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam telling you? The Kiddush Hashem that I want, Be'ikr, the Kiddush Hashem is to live and to do mitzvahs. To live and to do mitzvahs. That's Kiddush Hashem. Where the din would have been, where the Seichel HaTorah should have been, you're told not to do something, don't do it. And the Rabbeinu Shel Olam says, do the Aveira and be able to live and do mitzvahs. What's he telling me? That's how chashiv you're doing and doing mitzvahs is. What is that? That means, it doesn't v'chaim, it doesn't mean do the Aveira and then go out and party to your hearts, you know, to as much as you'd like and do all Aveiras. The heter is v'chai bohem. Your life should be bohem. Your life should be with mitzvahs. A life with mitzvahs, that's Kiddush Hashem. That's Kiddush Hashem. How is it brought out? Ketzad, how is it brought out the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem? When are you being Mekadosh Hashem by doing that more than you? If Be'etzem you should have been killed, to say it's worth it, that not allowing yourself to be killed, meaning what are you showing? It's the important, you're bringing out and stressing the importance of being Mekayim mitzvahs, right? The importance of being alive to be Mekayim mitzvahs. That's Kiddush Hashem. That's Kiddush Hashem, the bringing out of the importance. Then it goes like that. That's all in these things. But in three mitzvahs, the Torah was megala that v'chai b'hem does not apply. So now, once the Kiddush Hashem, you see it's so important to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to be mekadosh Hashem Shemayim with the mitzvahs, to do the mitzvahs, to live the over the aver now, and to live to do the mitzvahs. Right? If that's so important, and yet by the three averus, the Torah still said Yehareg Val Yavar, and don't stay alive to do the mitzvahs. Right? So there, in not staying alive to do the mitzvahs and doing those three, now that's Kiddush Hashem. Right? Now that's Kiddush Hashem too. But the Tchilas Din of Kiddush Hashem is to live on Kiddush Hashem, and that's something that's very relevant. And hopefully, Mitz Hashem, not in such extreme circumstances of Yehareg Val Yavars and Yavar Val Yehoregs and Kanoim Pekamez or whatever. But a person, you have to understand, and it's a good thing to know before Aben Azmanim, especially when you leave the Kosloi HaYeshiva, you have to realize you were looked at, and people judge Yeshiva life a lot by what they see in you. By what they see in you. So you never know. It's an opportunity to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. The chashuv, the thing of the Kiddush Hashem Shemayim is to live al Kiddush Hashem. It doesn't have to be dafka with Mesiras Nefesh and that. That's all. It's Bechlal Kiddush Hashem. But the Kiddush Hashem is to live al Kiddush Hashem means they see Kama Misukanim Maisov, that the person's a mensch, the person takes his learning seriously, the person davens like a mensch. All of that, people look and people see, and you never know what the effect is. First of all, the Gufa Shel Davar, that's a Kiddush Hashem, and Rachmana Litzlan, if you don't do it the right way, so then it Chas V'Shalom, come to a Chilul Hashem. Come to a Chilul Hashem. And you never know the effect of that. Chutz from the Etzim Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem. You never know. A Friar person could see Kama Mesukan and Maisav, and their kid might end up in yeshiva one day. Or their Einigol will end up in yeshiva one day because they say, you never know what the effect of it is going to be. So to live Al Kiddush Hashem, that would precede everything. There would be no din of Yehoreg Val Yavar unless it presents itself and now you are there. But to create the din of, no, don't create the matzav of Yehoreg Val Yavar. Be chai bohem, live mitzvahs, be mekadesh em shemayim b'chayim, that's higher than everything else. Ciao.